Fremont Bond with Tom Venture on 4th January 1971 in Gorakhpur.
His position and form his statement, any sane man will understand also his position. Don't claim that I am God, I am Supreme. Just try to understand what is your position, most insignificant position. How do you say that you are God? So, Gamala says, Kosau jatra jasmin vistam utam thotam uddham udha tijyaptam vishu patabhaka jatsatu aṃsabhya brahmā viṣṇu rudri bhrasya sityādaya bhagavan jatsatu vate Luka Vattasi Nasi Nasikayan Kruta Goli Vardham Iva Vardham. So, before claiming oneself as the Supreme, one should consider how he is the Supreme. There are different controllers. And the supreme controller, as is explained by Yamara, is one who creates this cosmic manifestation, maintains and again annihilates. He is the supreme. And this is confirmed by Bhagavad Gita that this prakriti or the nature is not working independently. The scientists take it a platform that the nature is doing out of its own accord. That is not a very scientific purpose. Anyone knows that nothing takes place automatically unless one living force adjusts the material. The house does not come automatically, although the ingredients are there. It has to be handled by a living entity, and then the house is appearing as one of the products of this material. Similarly, we have to consider that this big cosmic manifestation is not a creation of blunt material energy, no. That is not possible. There must be. How one can deny God? There is no possibility of denying God. The Gamaraj is explaining that he is above me, the supreme controller, and he is the sub-controller that he creates, he maintains, and he annihilates God. We become so much harassed even for creating a family and maintaining them. We have become so much harassed, and foolishly it means that we are the supreme personality of God who creates the whole cosmic manifestation. And Brahma Vishnu Mahesha, the director of creation department, maintenance department, and annihilation department. And annihilation also requires. That annihilation is one of the business of Krishna or God for this material world, not in the spiritual world. There is one. Here it is required. Sometimes, because everyone has come here to lord it over the material beings. So that must be an ultimate situation when it becomes intolerable and therefore Krishna has to annihilate. Brilliant. That is Kalki Avatar. Mrecha nivaha nidhane kalau ati karavalam huma ketumi vakima pikaralam kesava bhita kalki savira jaya jagadhi. Mrecha, when people become mrecha. Mrecha means not following the Vedic principles. Those who are following the Vedic principles, they are classified Gunakarna Vibhagasa in four divisions. And beyond these four divisions, who are less than Sudras, they are called Mlechas and Javanas and Chandalas. Their behavior is so abominable that they cannot be accepted as civilized man. Civilized man, not by the so-called material advancement. Civilized man is this fourth division of society. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. That is civilized society. Where there is no such division, everyone is a Shudra. That is not a civilized form of society. At the present moment, the whole world is Vidya Dayo Spritta Radas Samasta. Just see. विदुष्टमाया सत्त प्रधाना अभी किं चतुर्णे अन्ने च जीविक्षा शिजो मरीषा विद्या दयोस्पृष्ट रजस समस्या सत्त प्रधान जस्ते हितं न विदुष्टमाया सत्त प्रधाना अभी किं चतुर्णे Vidyalaya. There are seven rishis headed by Bhrigu. Bhrigu, Vasishtha, Atreya, like that. There are seven great rishis. The seven planets you see on the northern side, they are supposed to be, they are above Vidyalaya, centering Dhruva Loka, the whole star. You have seen the seventh star, what is called? Yes, like that.
Box and then one thing or another?
Yes. Seven star in the northern pole. Center being the pole star, it is moving all night. Saptarshi Mandal, yes. But that Saptarshi Mandal is the abode of great seven rishis. So here it is said, Yamaraj says, even the seven rishis, they are controlling the affairs. That is the demigods, and they are Brahmins among the demigods, the great sages. The demigods, some of them are Brahmins, some of them are Kshatriyas, exactly in the same way. So these Vidyalaya rishis, they are Brahmins. Sattaguna Pradhana. Sattapradhana. They are standing on the most of goodness. So, and they are Vishasriga Amaras, Amareta. Amaras. Amaras means the demigods. They are supposed to be Amara in our calculation. Just like Brahma. But we cannot calculate the duration of life. The duration of life is so long that it is beyond our calculation. Therefore, they are sometimes called Amara. Amara means immortal. Although none of them are immortal. But just like in comparison to a germ or what is called in our in Diwali reading, what is it? That warmth is generated in the night, in the evening, and at the end of the night, finish. During the, we call it Diwali Puka in Bengali. What do you call it in Hindi? You have not seen it?
Glow.
No. Glow one is different. Very small. They generate in the evening, lots of they come, attack the light.
Patanga.
And many millions gather, and in the morning, finish. Within that period, they are birth, death, marriage, and children, everything. Now, for them, suppose such patangas, whose life is only, say, 12 hours. Within that hour, they finish all business. So if they are told that, you are living so much, but there is another man, this night is only 12 hours, similarly, another 12 hours day, similarly, another, I will say, such, 30 days makes a month, such, or 12 months makes a year, and such 100 years to live. So they will be surprised. How is that? Similarly, we are surprised also. When you hear our Brahma, Sastra Juga Pajjantam Marahajat Brahmanobi. Actually, in the higher planets, our 6 months is equal to their 1 day. Just like when the Sputnik was thrown in the outer space, they circulated the whole world in 1 hour, 25 minutes. 1 hour, 25 was all, they circulated 3 times within 1 hour, 25 minutes. Such a speed. Now actually, in our calculation, the whole world can be circumambulated in 24 hours. But that is reduced to 1 hour 25. That is admitted by Einstein. This is called relativity. According to the speed, it's like when you travel by airplane from here to London, it takes say about 9 hours. That's relative to the force. Similarly, everything is relative. We are thinking that Brahma's durational life is so great, but it is also 100 years. But the relative, you will understand very nicely, you can explain. According to our calculation, they are immortal. Just like according to the calculation of the Patan, our life is immortal. They calculate all these human beings as immortal. But none of them are immortal. So we call them immortal, the demigods. Amaresa. So Amaresa, they are the big gods, rishis, great rishis, Indra, Chandra, and so many demigods. They are looking after the management of this universe. Vidyalaya, but they are also attacked, contaminated by these qualities of ignorance and passion and goodness. Some of them are in goodness, some of them are in passion, some of them are in ignorance. They are not free. The proportion may be, because their duration of life is greater, far, far greater than ours, the proportion may be different, but they are not free. That is stated here. Nobody is free. Anneta ji vishya sujamarita vijya daru prishta rajasthamasya. Prishta, they are also contaminated. Nobody is, unless one is completely free from this contamination, nobody is allowed to enter in the spiritual thing. Suddha sattva. Suddha sattva means, if one is situated in the sattva guna, he is not completely pure. Sometimes the other two qualities, ignorance and passion, may attack. So Gavanar says, jasya hitangana vidu, they also try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such great personality, whose duration of life is so long, who are so advanced in the modes of goodness, they also try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not Vidhu, but they could not hear. And what is Pigavar? It is said also that Ananta, he has got unlimited faces. And in Ananta, they have seen the picture, Vishnu holding over the head of Vishnu. It's Ananta, Ananta Sajya. So Ananta, he has got Ananta food, Ananta mouth, and Ananta means unlimited. And he is trying to chant the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead unlimitedly, in unlimited time, he still is unfinished. Still it is unfinished. Vidya, jaste hitanga na vidu. Why? If they are so much advanced, why they cannot express the maya? They are also contaminated by maya. Express the maya. Sapta pradhana. Their position in the platform of goodness and the quality of goodness, that is very prominent. But they are not free from the contemplation. Just like in this our experience, a first class Brahmin, he supposed the first class man, but still there is contamination. At least this contamination is there, though I am a Brahmin. I am bigger than all the others, I am larger, and I know all the Vedas. I know what is what, I understand Brahma, because Brahma Janati is Brahmana. So he knows all these qualities, first class Brahmin, but still he is contaminated because he is proud. That is material identification. That is, he is not free from the material identification. And this pride when increases, then there is fall down. Which has caused this fall down of the Brahmins, as we say. Unnecessarily, they become pride and try to dominate over the other classes. And they saw, gradually they degraded in their qualities. And they saw why this class of men that is being protested is still, who are known to be Brahmins, they should go over everyone. We are also qualified. Therefore, instead of cooperation, there was misunderstanding and the whole structure of Vedic society became dismantled. The whole Vedic society. They are simply now proud, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya, but according to our Bhagavad school, or the Vedanta school, Bhagavad is the Vedanta, you should always remember. Mahasyam Brahma Sutrana, it is the right commentary on the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta. So, the fall down takes place, not only on the Brahmins, but also on the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and the Shudras. How the fall down takes place? Jayasam Purusam Sakshatata Prabhamam Isharam Navajanti Abhijananti Tanan Vrishta Patantara. When these classes are met, forget that we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as soon as they neglect partially, always remember, being parts and parcels, our duty is to serve the Supreme. The same example, the finger and hand being parts and parcels of body is always engaged in the service of the whole. So, these Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, they are also parts and parcels. The same position. Brahmin is the head, Kshatriya is the arm, Vaishyas is the belly, and the Shudras. But everything is required. If you want to keep up your body in sound condition of health, any part of the body is important. Comparatively, the head is most important. But other parts, you cannot say they are not important. But when there is competition, so I am the most important, you are nothing. I am something, you are nothing. In this way, we forget to serve the whole, and that becomes the cause of our fall. Na bhajanti abhijananti. Gradually, by their degradation, they forget Sarisa, Krishna, simply the fight for their position. Then they fall down their position. Sana, Bhusta, Patantana. There are no more bearing such a three others. They are all left there. One who forgets the service of the Lord, in spite of he is appearing in a Brahmin family or a Kshatriya family. He is a, isn't it? Rāva bhakta sakuto maha guna. Then these all these gunas. Guna karma vibhāgasa, all these gunas are lost. So, Yamaraja says, it sometimes takes place in the great, just like Dhrivuman. There was a meeting with the greatest, the three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So Bhrigumani was deputed to test, and he purposefully kicked on the chest of Vishnu. So the so-called Brahmins, they take pride. Oh, our community man was able to kick. Even in Tulsidas's Ramayana, that is very. But no Brahmin should discuss the kicking on the chest of Vishnu. That was a different matter. But the so-called Brahmins are very much proud that we are so great that we can kick on the chest of Vishnu. They describe this incident very proud, nonsensical. The big dollar, Vishnu, is considered to be the great Rishu. But Yamaraja says, he is Mahajan, his authority, that they are also contaminated. They are also contaminated. If we go there to kick on the chest of Vishnu, being contaminated by the Brahminical fire, Ram, so that I can today. So when such great personalities like Guru Mani, Parakramani, Ayyaya, Vasishta, and Atreya, they are so much contaminated. What to speak of others? How they will understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead by mental speculation? They will conclude naturally impersonal. It is not possible for them. Only the devotees, they can understand what is the actual identification of the Absolute Truth. Dasse hitangana vidishvishtamaya sattva pradhana apikin tato anne. What others can do it? So, jasvacha lila dudvibhabva vitya aham siddhavcham. Nasvishtam rajastam ajayi. Jitam. Although they are free from the contamination of the lower death qualities, still they could not understand. Although there is possibility, Sattaguna Pradhana, the Brahmin, it is for them, Brahmins by quality, they can understand to some extent. Brahma jana titi brahmana. But he has to become a Vaishnava. Simply Brahminical qualification will not help him. That is the greatest qualification within this material world. But still he has to surpass that. It's a postgraduate. The Brahmins may be graduates. Others, they are not graduates. They are, say, IAS are basically like that. But even the Brahmins has to become, that is also stated. Satkarma nipuna vipra. Nipuna, mantra tantra vihara. The Brahmins, his qualification is that he knows what is his business. And that business is satkarma. Satkarma means a Brahmin has to become very learned, kathan. He must be a serious student of Vedic religion. That is first qualification. Vidupadam bhavet vipra. And unless he has studied all this Vedic literature and he remains a fool, that is immediately he is disqualified. So, kathan pathan. Not that he would simply take advantage of the knowledge without distributing. Therefore, a Brahmin's business is to distribute the knowledge. Just like yesterday we saw, there is a small school, that's a nasty condition. But this is the business of the Brahmin. In the village, a Brahmin would sit down and the village boys and girls would come there to learn from him and they will bring some presentation. That will be his livelihood. The Brahmin hasn't got to go anywhere to seek his livelihood. So that's a pathan pathan. He should be himself a very learned scholar and he should try to make others also, like him, Patan Path, Jajan Jajan. He should also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he should try to induce others to come to that position. Patan Pathan Jajan Jajan, Dana Patigra. The Brahmin is offered donations, that is the system. But he should not keep it for his person. As soon as he gets donation, he spends for some service of the law. If a Brahmin gets 1 lakh of rupees, next morning he is still a beggar. Because he does not keep anything for tomorrow. Everything depending on Krishna and spends money. Patan patan jajan jajan dana pratigra. The Brahmin is, allowed. The Brahmin is allowed to take charity from others. A sannyasi and a Brahmin, no others, is allowed. Nowadays it is a daridra nara. Daridra. The poor man becomes a nara and therefore he should be sad. This nonsensical theory has come up by some nonsense. But actually, a qualified Brahmin should be given charity. A sannyasi, Vaishnava, should be given charity. That is sattvic charity. And rajasic charity means to open hospitality schools, these are rajasic charity. And tamasic charity means without any discrimination, a bawari man, given 1 rupee, and immediately purchased a bottle of wine. So this is tamasic charity. So by tamasic charity one is liberated. So Shastra says, Satkanma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Vishara. It's not only a Brahmin, qualified Brahmin, is expert in these 6 kinds of businesses, but he should be very much expert in chanting the Vedic mantras, hymns, Mantra Tantra Vihara, very expert. And even he is expert in such way. If he is a Vaishnava, if he has no tendency for rendering devotional service to the Lord, a Vaishnava, Guru Nasasta, he cannot be able. Even with all the qualifications, if he is a Vaishnava, you will find there are many Brahmins, they are masters. They are masters. Means, they are under conclusion that if we do perform nice Vedic rituals, then our duty is finished. These devotees who are chanting, they are less intelligent person and they cannot do anything. They are taken to this process. So therefore he is always now. Just like Ramananda Das, was accompanied by very, very learned men, learned Brahmins, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and both of them embraced and were crying and in ecstasy, the Brahmins, the master Brahmins, they could not understand that why this Krishna personality governor is so great and simply by embracing sannyasi, he is crying. And why this sannyasi, it is understood that he is coming from a Brahmin family and he has such a great personality, why he is crying, why embracing Ramananda? They could not understand. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya saw that this master puzzled, he stopped. As you know, this incident. So these masters, they cannot understand the smarta jadakunta. The masters, so they to pull on their business, so they have become gosans. But actually, they are not devotees. So these gosans will go to a devotee and one is willing to accept the spiritual master. Then they will offer different kinds of mantra. You want to worship Krishna? Alright, I'll give you Krishna mantra. If you want to worship Kali, I'll give you Kali mantra. This way, the business is going. So, that sort of qualification is not very good qualification. One should be actually a surrendered soul. That will make him qualified. Mami was a prapadanti maya. Here it is said, spiritual maya. Even such qualified Brahmins, they are also spiritual maya. They are actually contaminated by the touch of maya. Maya is not free. But Krishna says, Mami vaja prabhadante mayami tam karanti. Only a fully surrendered soul, Krishna, is able to get out of the contamination of maya. Therefore, such surrendered soul can understand what is Krishna. not others. Not others. Janavai nagobhi manasa subhidva rida gira basu prito vichakshate atvanam antar hirishantamana chakshu jasiva aakritaya sata param. Tanmaya mohitasta na jananti ittuktam. So the conclusion is that nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvastra yuga manaya samāpti. Krishna says, I am not revealed to everyone. Yuga manaya. Therefore, very few persons can understand what is Krishna. Krishna does not reveal himself. So those who are devotees, even okay, he is Yuharo, Samayava Purusha. Those who are actually devotees, dedicated to life and everything for Krishna. For them only Krishna reveals, yes, I am like this. Tesam sadadhyuktanam bhajatam kritipurva. Those who are 24 hours engaged in the devotional service, not as a routine, but with faith and love. Bhajatam kritipurva. Not that official. The official, he cannot understand. But one who is serving the deity with love and faith, to him only, Krishna is the deity. And he will give intelligence. Krishna is very intelligent. Krishna, the body, only intelligent man can worship Krishna. So, here it is said, Jabai nagohi manasa asuhi va rida jira va subhito vichakshati. Sanmaya mohitatta na jananti ityuktam abhishatta cha tasa iti aha januti. Gohi rindiyai dhira chittena na vishakhata na pashyanti. Gohi, by sensual gymnastics or mental speculation, the Supreme Personality Godhead cannot be understood. There are many mental speculators, just like Aurobindo goes. So, he speculated, he understood that there are activities even after liberation, but he could not understand Krishna so hard. Others, the so-called sannyasis, just like Ramakrishna or Vivekananda, they could not approach it in the modern age. And Aurobindo, he approached after the Brahma liberation, but he could not approach to the understanding of the Supreme Personality of God. That is, Arjuna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, it is very difficult to understand your personality. Everyone, he can say, the other day in the Mela, Mag Mela, one Gangeshwarananda, retired high court judge, he said that this is the first time, Swamiji, that we are hearing from you on solid basis about the personality. The whole world, nidvisesa sannavas, nidvisam impersonalist and wise. There is no understanding what is this personality of God. Govi indriyai hidasitena navishakhate. One cannot govi by exercise of the senses. And govi and indriyai hrida and heart also meditate. The jnanis, the speculators, just speculating by sensual activities, and the yogis, they are trying to find out the Supreme within the heart, Sitena. The Napashan, where they cannot see. They cannot. The Jnanis, the yogis, they cannot understand. Although they are trying for it, they cannot understand. It is killing them. Vida, vida, vasu, bhito, vishakshati. Jadvata, nabhu, jidam, janmana, na, munute, ityadi, sute. And he is giving a recitation. Just from Veda. Jadvata, na, abhu, jidam, janmana, na, munute, ityadi, sute. That is, avag manasa, gochara. He is beyond the reception of mental speculation or philosophical topics. Atmanam jivanam atmanam drashtaram jam akritaya rupani chokhujyatha karnubhutana jananti tataparam akritanam pratasakam nahi pramata pramanasya vitaisi bhav evam bhuta paramasthara mad anna asiti pudve noiva sambuddha. So, he is trying to explain about his master. So, that it is not very easily understood. That was the point of Jamaraj's assistant. That people, like you, they think that Jamaraj, I am the Supreme, but that's not a fact. The fact is, I am also controlled by another Supreme Master, and how to know him is described. He's describing that it is not possible to know him in this way, it is not possible in this way. Even great sages and rishis, they could not understand in this way. Jameva is a bhimiti. This is Vedic injunction. Simply by talking, becoming a very nice speaker or lecturer, you cannot understand the Supreme. Because you have got very nice breath, therefore you will be able to know Namidhaya. Namata Prabhupada Lubya. Namidhayava. Then how? Jamai Vaishabhiniti, Sena Labha. Only such person who is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can understand. He can understand. Otherwise, nobody can understand. So therefore, our business should be how to get his favor. And that favor, that is very easy to understand, that if you surrender to a person, then he can get his favor. Otherwise not. This is part of understanding the Supreme Person. These are very Bhogna Sutena. Suti means educated. Not by Meda, brain, not by education, not by lecture, but simply by surrender. Or surrendering or simply by the mercy, by the causeless mercy of the Lord. So he, by his causeless mercy to this age, he simply immediately says, Sarva Dharma Anpratyaja Mamaitam, Sarva Buddhyatam, the most confident part of my instruction is this, that you simply surrender unto me. Sarvada. Sarva Bhuya Tamang, what is that verse? Maharaj, you can say Sarva Bhuya. No, no, in the Bhagavad Gita. Before the Sarvadharma and Purita, there is another verse. What is the Bhagavad Gita? Sarva Bhuya Tamang Bhuya. Sarva Bhuya Tamang. Bhuya, Sinome Paramang Bhat. The most confident in the structure. Just try to understand. Itna kahne par Sri Arjun ko koi uttar nahi milne ke karan. Sri Krishna Bhagavan, he bole ki, hey Arjun, संपूर्ण गोपनीय से भी अति गोपनीय सबके लिए नहीं, सबका अगर कह दिया जाए कि चरण नरेंद्र मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंस है So they cannot understand Bhagavad Gita, they will put for us. Why? It's in this channel. Krishna has said about jnana, about karma, about yoga. Why not this process? But he does not know that is the ultimate process. The jnana yoga may help one to come to that point. Bhavanam janvanamante jnana vaha. After many, many births. But that is not the direct process. The direct process is he. Sarva Goya Tamang Bhuya. Srinume Paramang Bhata. Discourses. I am disclosing this most confidential part of my instruction. And to you, discourses, because I love you. Discourses me, because I am confident that you are my confidential friend. Dramati. Tato bhakshani pehika. Therefore I am disclosing the key. Krishna does not say everyone, the Sarvadhanman Purishad. Only the selected devotee. Because unless one is very highly elevated devotee, he cannot accept this Prabhupada. His papta, which is material, contaminated life, that's all. I am this, I am this. Actually, the forgot. There is Dr. Radhakrishna says, this is office. The Krishna is demanding that. He is very proud of his becoming a great philosophy. But he does not know he is a full number one. He comments on the Bhagavad Gita in a different way. That he does not know. That he is surprised. How this gentleman Krishna is asking to surrender. I am so proud, I am so knowledge. So this is the only person. What is that? He again explains it. मनमनाभवमत्सु Because you are my very dear friend, and the police are near to me. That time speaking to you, then he says, Sarvodhan Mahan Purishtajya Mahami Ekan Saranam Vija Aham Tva Sarvapapi Dho Mokra Shama. These three verses are the ultimate instruction of the Lord. Sarvabhuyatam. So people do not understand. And they read Bhagavad Gita daily. They are very much proud. I have reading Bhagavad Gita daily. If anyone actually reads Bhagavad Gita, then he will be Krishna conscious. It is meant for that person. But they do not read actually. They simply make a show. Neither do they understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Is that all right? So we have to preach in that spirit.